It's busted here every night, said Dibbler expansively. Hibiscus was just having you on. I'll square it with him. Confidentially, you want to watch out for people like him.
He leaned forward. If his grin had been any wider, the top of his head would have fallen off.
This city, boys, he said, is a jungle.
If he can get us paid, I trust him, said Glod.
As simple as that, said Cliff.
I'll trust anyone who gives me money.
Buddy glanced at the table. He didn't know why, but he had a feeling that if something was wrong, the guitar would do something, play a discord, maybe. But it just purred gently to itself.
Oh, all right, if it means I get to keep my teeth, I'm all for it, said Cliff.
Okay, said Buddy. Great, great. We can make beautiful music together. At least you boys can, eh?
He pulled out a sheet of paper and a pencil. In Dibbler's eyes, the lion roared. Somewhere high in the ramtops, Susan rode Binky over a cloud bank.
How could he talk like that, she said, play around with people's lives and then talk about duty?
All the lights were on in the Musicians' Guild. A gin bottle played a tattoo on the edge of a glass, then it rattled briefly on the desktop as Satchelmouth put it down.
Doesn't anyone know who the hells they are?
Mr. Cleet said, as Satchelmouth managed to grip the glass on the second try.
Someone must know who they are.
Dunno about the boy, said Satchelmouth. No one's ever seen him before. And you know trolls. Could have been anyone.
One of them was definitely the librarian from the university, said Herbert, Mr. Harpsichord Shuffle, the guild's own librarian.
We can leave him for now, said Cleet.
The others nodded. No one really wanted to attempt to beat up the librarian if there was anyone smaller available.
What about the dwarf?
Oh.
Someone said they thought he was Glod Glodson. Lives in Phaedra Road somewhere.
Cleet growled.
Get some of the lads over there right now. I want the position of musicians in this city explained to them right now.
The musicians hurried through the night, the din of the mended drum behind them.
Wasn't he nice, said Glod. I mean, we haven't just got our pay, but he was so interested he gave us $20 of his own money.
I think what he said, said Cliff, was that he'd give us $20 with interest.
Same thing, isn't it? And he said he could get us more jobs. Did you read the contract?
Did you?
It was very small writing, said Glod.
He brightened up.
But there was a lot of it, he added. Bound to be a good contract, with that much writing on it.
The librarian ran away, said Buddy. Ooked a lot and ran away.
Well, he'll be sorry later on, said Glod. Later on people will talk to him and he'll say, I left, you know, before they became famous.
He'll say, ook.
Anyway, that piano's going to need some work.
Yeah, said Cliff. Like I saw once where this guy made stuff out of matches. He could repair it.
A couple of dollars became two lamb cormas and pitch blend vindaloo at the Curry Gardens, along with a bottle of wine so chemical that even trolls could drink it.
And after this, said Glod, as they sat down to wait for the food, we'll find somewhere else to stay.
What's wrong with your place? Said Cliff.
It's too draughty. It's got a piano-shaped hole in the door.
Yeah, but you put it there.
So what?
Won't the landlord object?
Of course he'll object. That's what landlords are for. Anyway, we're on the up and up, lads. I can feel it in my water.
I thought you were just happy to get paid, said Buddy.
Right, but I'm even happier to get paid a lot.
The guitar hummed. Buddy picked it up and plucked a string. Glod dropped his knife.
That sounded like a piano, he said.
I think it can sound like anything, said Buddy. And now it knows about pianos.
Magic, said Cliff. Of course magic, said Glod. That's what I keep saying, a strange old thing found in a dusty old shop one stormy night.
It wasn't stormy, said Cliff.
It's bound to... Yes, all right, but it was raining a bit. It's bound to be a bit special. I bet if we was to go back now, the shop wouldn't be there, and that'd prove it. Everyone knows things bought from shops which aren't there the next day are dead mysterious, and items of fate.